Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Looks like I no longer have to apologize if I don't hear what you guys say.
What do you mean?
Hearing experts say that the noise, a noise that 110 decibels can cause hearing damage after just 1 minute. And do you know the number of decibels produced by a crying child?
No, what?
110. My son's probably up there around 140.
Yeah.
So that's why sometimes I can't hear you guys.
Mm. Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. That's
what's going on right there. First World Problems is coming up in less than 1 hour. In fact, 50 minutes from now, we'll get to your First World Problems, those little things you feel bad complaining about.
Yeah.
So we let you get them off your chest here. As long as it makes us smile and laugh a little bit, we'll take your First World Problems. Love Letters to Kelly coming up in about 20, 30 minutes. And speaking of love, Big Al Mac.
Okay, man, you're stretching, dog. Stretching.
Well, okay. It's sort of a love letter. I mean, yesterday you broke the news to us that you have known that since your breakup with Dr. Girlfriend,
yeah,
she has she's moved on.
Yeah.
And she's been dating someone, you do that
that's
when
you do.
That's what you do when you have a breakup. You're supposed to move on. You're supposed to go meet other people.
Sure.
And then you'll see what happens later.
Right.
But you started bumbling. Over the last month or so.
Off and on.
Yeah. Sure.
So I bumbled and I met this young lady. We call her Whiskey Knee because that's what she drinks. And so now, take it with a grain of salt. Thank you. We've seen each other over the past month twice.
Okay. But it was good hangouts both times.
It was good hangouts. You know, she came down. She was going to a party and she came to a bar for a couple of hours, I guess. And then I went to where she lives, which is 30, 45 minutes away, and had lunch one day. Hadn't seen her in a couple of weeks.
She earned a Big Al Mac visit.
Yeah. So, yesterday, you know, we still text once or twice a day. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Because you were supposed to hang out, but you got the flu, and then she had family stuff, so you guys ended up not hanging out.
Yeah. So, she goes, what'd you get yourself for Valentine's Day? This is what she texted me yesterday. I'm like, I didn't know I was supposed to get myself anything for Valentine's Day. I didn't get myself a doggone thing. She goes, well, I got something for myself. I'm like, oh, cool. What, you know, I'm expecting, maybe she bought herself a necklace or, you know, something kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I bought myself a trip to Iceland.
Well, how about that?
Whoa.
I said, awesome. Okay, well, that's very cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. And I had to.
Is it because of Jenna's trip? Because of how she did her Iceland trip?
No, I'll get to that. So I'm like, I didn't want to ask, but I just felt compelled to ask.
What?
Like,
are you going
solo?
Oh.
Well, yeah, that's not an inappropriate
question. That's a good question.
Who are you going with? It's
natural
question.
I didn't ask who you're going with. None of my business, really. Who are you going with? But are you going by yourself?
Yeah, because you want her to be safe.
Sure.
Well, no, that also says a lot about a person who's willing to travel alone like that.
Yeah.
Right. And so she goes, no, I'm going with this singles group.
Oh.
Okay. I mean,
single girl group?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
But I didn't ask. I said, okay, cool. I mean, that's a very nice trip. I like traveling. I've traveled by myself a few times.
You have?
And I love traveling. So traveling's good. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I really expect. Now, I've been thinking in the back of my mind, like, we got spring and break coming up. Maybe I should go to Mexico. Maybe I should ask her or somebody to go to Mexico.
You're thinking about traveling with a whiskey?
But I hadn't even gone down that road.
Sure.
So, I was like, oh, cool. Going on a trip. Yeah.
Well, what do you want?
I don't know, Kelly. I don't know nothing.
It doesn't mean anything.
It was just something cool. But I guess it kind of motivated me to go ahead and take my trip with somebody.
Somebody.
But, you know.
Why don't you join a singles group?
Yeah, I mean, what do you expect? I love that she's still planning her life.
I think it's
awesome. You haven't even gone on but one date.
I think it's awesome. I think it's great. I don't know what. I don't know where I'm going with this.
I don't know what you're feeling right now. It's weird.
It is. It's just kind of weird.
I don't know why you're feeling, though. I mean, that's just a cool thing somebody's doing.
It's a very cool thing.
Do you kind of like her? I mean, have you talked to her enough? Because some people think it's weird if you were going to say, let's go on a trip together.
Uh-huh.
I don't. I mean, obviously, I've been on a trip with someone as a date. I don't think it's weird because that's what you want to do.
You probably don't
have a lot of time to spend together.
Probably had just as much FaceTime with the guy you went to Iceland with as Al has had with Whiskey Knee.
Yeah, I met him there. It ended up being totally platonic.
Yeah.
But I knew more about him, I think, than you know about her from mutual friends.
Right.
It was not romantic.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I mean, I don't know. where it's going. Neither one of us would know where it's going. We don't get to see each other enough to know where it's going.
But so, you're feeling things, which is a good thing, right? Yeah, it's a good thing that you're feeling
it's
things.
It's almost like he's feeling a little jealous that she's planning a trip.
And it's a good thing. Embrace that.
I'm not jealous that she's going without me. I'm just jealous that she's going. I think just doing something cool. And I'm not doing something cool.
I'll just do something.
Five hours.
I'm not going there.
I'm not going to invite myself on her trip. But I'll just take her trip.
If she would have said, "Why don't you join our singles group and come with us?" Would you be open to the opportunity?
Maybe. But then again, if you go on a singles trip as a couple, it's not a singles trip anymore.
You still be single.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I've never been on a singles group, so I don't know.
But, they do all sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
It's basically like being on The Bachelor, right? You just have a bunch of singles hanging out together.
Yeah, but there's not just one guy with 30 girls. Yeah.
Somewhere like the Bachelor Olympic Games, Winter Games.
Oh, so hooking up.
Well, it's probably single people traveling to an exotic destination. Of course, there's going to be some fire going on.
You got
to
get a good girl Googler, because if that was a guy telling me he was in that, I'd be Googling singles trips to Iceland and the date, and I'd figure out what it is. And then you kind of gauge, is this something you'd want to
do? Right.
Is this the kind of thing you'd want to do?
I was not very outdoorsy.
I thought you wanted to climb a mountain.
I do. But it's not that I don't want to go to that particular trip, but I don't know. It's just kind of weird. I mean,
you prefer a place with a bar and sand and a beach.
Yes, I'm a beach bum. That's for sure.
Let her do her thing.
It's fine. It's not bothering me one bit.
You'll be fine.
It's fine, Kelly. Look at me.
It's fine.
Do I look like it's fine?
Are you scared she's gonna find somebody there?
No, be honest. No, it's fine. No, it's
not that deep in.
Not that deep in. Yeah. Not that committed at all.
But still, when you find somebody that you kind of see yourself hanging out with, and then they have the possibility to go find someone else, it could play mind games.
Yeah. But if you miss that person, it's like, I don't want them to go. That's a sign of something.
That's
too.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, true.
How about you just take her out this weekend and get to know her a little more? There's still time before she goes on that trip.
Yeah, I don't even know when the trip is. Who knows?
It might not be till next year. You don't even know.
I don't know.
Oh, she didn't tell you exactly when it is.
I didn't ask.
She just booked it. It's not tomorrow.
I'm real hesitant on trying to get in folks' business.
Sure.
Well, that's not getting in people's business. That's just getting to know them and having something to talk about.
Yeah.
Getting in her business would
it's not getting in her business. That's just being curious.
Yeah, you're not getting personal.
Okay.
Yeah. You're seeing what she's up to.
I've been out of the game
for a
while.
You're really bad at this.
I've been out of the game for a while, y'all. I've been out of the game for a while.
And you did resist sending the Happy Valentine's Day to the ex, right?
I did not.
Because we told you not to.
I did not send the Happy Valentine's Day to the ex. No contact whatsoever.
Smart move for you, for her, and for the new guy.
Yeah.
We do have a text message here from Kid Nation.
Uh-oh.
You can text anytime you want, Kid Nation. Phone number's out there. What's the phone number, Al?
800-543-3548.
Good morning.
Hey.
I heard Big Al was talking about going back to his married days.
Huh? No.
This is Nitria. She heard you yesterday.
Yesterday, you did.
Oh.
She heard you.
Oh, my God.
She heard you.
Oh, my
God. We were talking about the time traveler yesterday, remember? The guy that's from 2030. And we were talking about, what would you like to go back in time
for?
And
I'm sitting there saying, like, Braveheart, Medieval, or the 70s. No. And Al picks a very specific personal window.
I want to go back and see if I can make that marriage work.
What?
I wish I...
Now, who is this person?
That's my ex-wife.
Yep.
So she
listens to you in the morning.
Or
she heard somebody told her.
I wish I had not made some of the mistakes that I made in the past. Uh-huh. You know, kind of what I was saying. So, anyway.
And you also said, if I could make that marriage work. Paraphrasing a little there.
But, you know,
she was great.
She was a great person.
Not
she was
fantastic. Nothing wrong with his ex-wife.
Yeah, you always said that.
She was fantastic.
Al wasn't ready at that point.
I was the mess up. I was the mess up in that situation.
That's when Al was in his play a day.
I was the mess up. I will fully 100% take 100% responsibility for that.
When the ex slides into the text message.
That's funny.
That is funny.
It's so funny because when we couldn't find Al a couple weeks ago, his sister had to text message us. And now your ex-wife is text messaging us because nobody can get a hold of you.
I'm telling you, this
is like she's calling me. My ex-wife.
I don't think she has your number.
Yeah, she does. I guess. I don't know.
This text line is the best thing we've ever gotten. I think everybody can get a hold of us now.
Oh boy.
Well, just in case you need some help with picking up the ladies, Al.
Yes, I can always use that.
Gonna be gone. Justin's got your back.
Yeah. Happy Single Awareness Day, y'all.
Hey,
like,
buddy.
It's a day.
Part time Justin in the house.
And getting back into the game is just so hard. Or just like playing the game. How do you talk to someone that you think is cute and you want to like let them know they're cute?
You need a good pickup line.
You need a good pickup line, JC. And for Valentine's Day, I did not want to be single. I did my best to not be single.
You did.
So I went out.
You tried to find someone that day.
I tried to find someone. I tried to find someone on that day.
Way
using
to play
pickup
ahead.
Lines.
Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, you doing better than I did.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Barry.
Barry, hi, I'm Justin, but you can call me tonight.
We will later. How's that? I'm waiting for my boyfriend to call me, okay?
Titanic! I'm sorry, that's
the
icebreaker. Hey, I lost my number. Can I have yours?
I'm good. Thank you, though.
Oh, okay, thank you. Hey, are you from Africa? No? Because you're a freaking babe.
Hey, I just want to let you know, on a scale from 1 to 10, you're a 9.
That's a 9.
And I'm the one you need.
I like that one.
So cheesy.
I hate you, Lucas. You're hotter than the bottom of my laptop. What kind of laptop do you have?
You couldn't find a street?
Yeah, couldn't. Where are you going to find people walking on the street?
I don't know. You're at the Roundup, the loudest gay club in town.
I sure am, girl. Giddy on up. Oh.
My favorite. Justin and I danced there on Halloween.
So good.
You're a 9 out of 10. That was my favorite one.
Yeah.
What was that one?
On a scale from 1 to 10, you're a 9, and I'm the one you need.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, and I got some ones that I wasn't able to use. I mean, I didn't have time to, but I got some if you want me to try them out on.
Yeah, let's set the scene real quick.
Okay.
Well, I think you should just try them on JC and Al.
Go ahead, Justin.
Okay, we're at the gay club. Apparently the gay club's in order.
Okay. This is a little bit more visual, but...
Justin's approaching JC.
But JC, if you were a pirate, would you want your parrot on this shoulder or this shoulder?
Oh, and then you put your arm around it.
Hey. Smooth.
That's a good one.
If they like being touched by a stranger, yes.
Yeah, some people have a problem with that.
Too touchy?
Yeah, but they say to get a real connection with someone, you got to touch them at least 3 times.
Really?
Yeah, but not on initial approach. Maybe during the course of the conversation, right?
And then go pop, pop, pop.
But that's the intro.
The guy punches me kind of hard in the arm. Is that flirting?
That's domestic violence.
Shoot you in the arm.
And then Big Al.
Yo,
I'm here. Do you smoke marijuana?
No.
Because weed be cute together.
I got you on that one.
Okay. That's a play on it.
Weed jokes. All right.
That wouldn't work on people like Kelly. She would not like that pickup line.
Get away from me.
And then you can fall from the sky and you can fall from a tree. Mm. But the best way to fall in love is with a guy like me.
Oh, a little rhymey pickup line.
Sometimes those cheesy little poems and things, sometimes they work if they're delivered the right way, with confidence, with a little wink, like, I know this is cheesy.
Yeah.
The right way of doing it.
At the right time.
But the on a scale from 1 to 10, you're a 9 and I'm the one you need, people are like, just a 9. Because you wait, because you have to pause before you say
just
it. They're like, just a 9, why a 9? And I'm the one you need. And then they're like, so it's a good conversation starter. So if you're single out there, I'm sorry, but try a pickup line, because I've never tried them before, but people actually do like them. It's true.
How many numbers did you get?
None. But I had a good time. I had a really good time.
But, you know, eventually,
it might work. Yeah.
You throw it up against the wall 100 times, it's going to stick once.
Of course. You can use pickup lines, right?
Yeah, but mine are even worse.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. What you drinking?
Hey, it's just something. You have
something.
To have something.
Come with something, yeah.
You got to be memorable. That's the thing.
Or what about, I don't see you on Bumble, but swipe right. No?
You would just swipe right in person? That's kind of... I'd be like,
Okay.
The other ones were stronger.
I had a guy swipe my forehead once.
See, Actually, that's pretty funny. I like that.
Maybe you just had some dirt on her. You remember that little dirt thing you had in your hand?
Did you swipe left, though?
No.
Wait, was that a left or a right swipe? Thank you, Justin, for going out there and trying these pickup lines so that all the singles out there could learn them and go get a date tonight.
Right. No problem. If you're single and you're cute, call me.
There you go. And if you're not single and you're dealing with some love issues, you're in luck. Our love expert's in the house. We're going to do love letters to Kelly next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So, we're wondering if pickup lines worked, because part-time Justin just did his pickup line bit on the streets. My husband got me in high school because I'm diabetic and my blood sugar was low, and he told me, you can have me, I'm sweet.
Aww.
And I've been hooked ever since.
Aww.
See, I tell you, the pickup lines work, man, because the girls will remember that, and then you always have a cool story.
Well, it's got to be somebody that you want to hear the pickup line
right.
from.
Well, of course.
That means a lot.
Yeah. That's half of the problem. Yeah, right there. Yeah, make sure that they're attracted to you right away.
But if you don't, take a shot.
You never know.
Hey.
You know?
My wife turned me down the first time I approached her. Sometimes you got to try twice.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I mean, how many people have I bought drinks for? Well, I bought drinks for my ex-girlfriend and worked for 4 years. So.
Right. Now, before we get into love letters to Kelly, I know the Olympics are going on right now. I didn't watch much of it yesterday because I was so put down. I was sad about what happened in Florida. But how do you guys pronounce the city where the Olympics are happening? Big Al Mac.
Pyeongchang.
Okay, that's how I pronounce it. Pyeongchang.
I would have said Pyeongchang.
Yeah,
Pyeongchang.
Same. We're saying it wrong, I'm sure.
Apparently, this is how you pronounce it right here.
The correct pronunciation is Pyeongchang. Chang. Like when you go see your doctor.
Pyeongchang.
A little bit of a drawn out A. Pyeongchang.
Okay, there you go.
All right.
I feel better now.
The gala in Pyeongchang.
No, see, gala and gala, that's different. Those are both correct.
Oh, sorry.
Pyeongchang is not correct.
Pyeongchang.
There you go.
Are all the announcers going to be pronouncing it the right way?
How is Hoda Kotb saying it? That's all I care. Hoda Kotb is the best.
Is she?
She's perpetually happy. Nothing can shake her. She's happy for everyone.
Yeah.
I love Hoda Kotb. And I'm going to say it however Hoda Kotb says it.
I'm thinking she's saying Pyeongchang, which is the same way everybody else has been saying
it. We'll have to find out.
Was there some TV intern or something that they were doing some type of live shot or some type of shot, and they back behind them, they said live from P.F. Chang's?
Yeah, that was...
It was a graphic.
There was a news station in Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, and then P.F. Chang responded with, we're not hosting the Olympic Games. Yeah. Thanks a lot. I appreciate
how that happened.
So be on the lookout today for all the commentators to be announcing it the correct way.
Because
that's what happens. Everybody's going to jump on and pronounce it the right way.
Got it.
We got your first world problems coming up in about 20 minutes, Kid Nation. But right now, it's time to launch into...
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend of almost 4 years forgot it was Valentine's Day. He said he was going over to a friend's house. I mentioned it was Valentine's Day, and he said, oh, yeah. Then asked if I got him anything, which I said no, even though I obviously did. And he had the nerve to ask if he could buy some stuff online. I asked him what he got me, and he said, you can buy something, too. Is it okay that I'm mad, and is ignoring him for a week acceptable, Natalie?
You could have your feelings hurt and be mad, but it's like, to what extent? Yeah. If you want to give yourself a week to be mad at him,
what's it gonna get
go
you?
Ahead. But I mean, yes, what's it going to get you in the long run? He messed up. He made light of it, I guess. Tried to. Did you get me something? No. Because you said no, you didn't. He's like, okay, good. I didn't get you anything either, maybe. I don't know. If you want to be mad at him a week, I give you permission to be mad a week, as long as you get over it after that.
It's almost like some guys resent or reject the idea of having to celebrate romance.
Right. Some men embrace it, and women who have that, that's great. But again, it's one day, and you have to look at the big picture. How does he treat me 365 other days of the year?
There you go.
I just don't get it with guys when, what's the big deal?
Like, just do something.
I know you don't want to, but is it worth hurting, our feelings?
That's exactly what I think.
Just because you don't want to do something that people tell you to do?
If you can't change it, you're going to punish him forever, or you're going to get over it. And I wish a man would, just say, if it's going to make her happy.
Just do it.
And keep her off my back. I mean, for whatever reason you do it. How hard is it to show someone you love her on a manufactured holiday. Just do something.
You know what? Slide into the store today. Pick up a card. Just keep it in your glove.
They're on sale.
For next year?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, wow.
There are guys that have cards ready and gifts ready to go in the cars.
Yeah, ready. And pick up a birthday card while you're in there, too.
Just in case you show up. Just in case you show up back home and she's like, oh, happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, the gift's in the car. And then let me go grab it. Boom.
Then pick up a just thinking about you card, too, while you're in there. But just don't get them all mixed up.
Yeah, you don't want to give the wrong one away. Yeah. That's right. Solid advice from Big Al.
I'm always a big fan of putting a time limit on your feelings.
On your man.
I'm very, on punishing some, if you're going to punish them or whatever. But a time, like she said, she already set her time limit for a week.
1 week. And then once you're done with that.
Be done with it.
Be done with it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been married to my husband for 4 years. And we have a great marriage. My problem is that when he has his mind set on something, he won't budge at all. Well, welcome to being married to a dude.
Yeah.
My paternal uncle, who I haven't seen in 24 years since I was a kid, needs a liver transplant. And I have started the process of being his living donor. Hmm. My husband is 100% against it because he feels I should save my organs for my kids if, God forbid, something happened to them and they needed them. He also says he is the one that is going to have to deal with my recovery, and it's not fair to him. My uncle helped my father in his 20-year search for me, and my dad got sick and passed away 2 years before I finally found him. How do I get my husband to understand why this is so important to me? Am I in the wrong here? Please help me.
Jeez.
I can understand his feelings. I can understand your feelings. There is a sense of protecting. You're signing up for major surgery.
Yeah.
I think you should both go to whatever doctors you're talking to and both be educated about it more. We act sometimes out of emotion. He's reacting out of emotion. And sometimes out of emotion, we say things we shouldn't say. So I think he should go with you to these doctor's appointments and listen to what he's saying and try to hear where it's coming from. If it's coming from a place of fear for your life, for your safety, for the future.
Yeah.
And what you want to do is a wonderful, noble thing. And I applaud you for that. Not a lot of people are willing to be cut open. I mean, that's serious.
And save a life.
And save a life. That's a big step. But you also have to understand where he's coming from. Maybe it's a place of fear, a place of protection. I'm supposed to protect my family at all costs. So I think you both need to go to whatever. I've never had to go through this experience. So I guess you go to the doctor and they talk. You go to a donor center. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're talking to somebody about it. So take him with you. And both get educated on it. But you have to make decisions like this as a couple. You can't be cavalier and say, I'm doing this without you and whatever.
Because it does affect the family.
Yeah, this is something you have to get him to a place where he agrees that this is a good thing for you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you should do.
That's
a big decision to agree to go under surgery like that without your husband's blessing.
Because I see both sides. I see why she wants to do it for sure.
I absolutely do too.
And I see his side because, you have kids and God forbid something happened and, hey, we need one of those. Well, I already gave it to my uncle.
So I think you both need to go and just be educated fully. On if you are a liver donor, what does this mean for your children if this ever the doctor can explain it? I don't know.
Yeah,
true.
So that's what I would suggest.
Got it.
And also, if you don't have that on your driver's license, be an organ donor because you never know what could happen to you, but you could save a life. You could be that liver for that uncle.
Don't livers grow back though? Regenerate or whatever.
You don't always have to put it on your license. You just need to tell loved ones in your life.
Let me be a donor, mm-hmm.
Got it.
I don't know about that, the liver regeneration.
I think it does.
But if they're going to take
a look at
it. Is it like a lizard tail?
I think you can live with a piece of it.
Right.
I'm not going to say something at the risk of sounding really stupid.
Livers grow back. I put it out there.
Where's our show doctor?
We need a show doctor.
Yeah. Dr. Tiggis. He's probably listening.
Sorry about that. We broke up.
He's listening. He always texts me and lets me know how stupid we are. Not really.
I see you, Jenna.
He's just loving me.
Not a doctor.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
He lovingly educates when I say something stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe he'll answer us here.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
It does regenerate itself, everybody. According
there you go.
To the-
So, see, the husband needs to go and learn these things, but it's also fear about his wife maybe going under the knife. I don't know what place he's coming from, so you need to look into that. Okay, let's move on.
There you go. Continue, Al.
Let's move on.
How does it know when to stop growing?
I tried online dating when I first divorced, Kelly, but like most, it was hit or miss. After hearing your success with Bumble, I tried it again. Of course, you come across those who actually just want to chat, and then you come across those who just want to go to dinner, but I finally came across one that I couldn't wait to chat with, feeling like a kid in school. So we met. After other first date horrors, I never do dinner on a first date, so we met at a coffee house for what turned out to be one of the best first dates ever.
Great.
Yeah.
Conversation was great. Chemistry was amazing. The anticipation was so built up that we greeted each other with a right off the bat.
That man is so creepy.
Here is the issue. We live an hour and a half from each other, and we both can't move due to our kids and our jobs. We do talk every day, and I really enjoy her company, but am I crazy? Does this kind of distance work? This is from Ed.
Well, it can work for a while, but eventually if it's going to be long-term, somebody's going to have to move. But isn't that awfully early to think? It's not too early to think about that. Do you want to get...
If it's
a situation where neither one of you line drawn in the sand can never move, how can it work long term?
Right.
So I would enjoy it for what it is for now. Things like this tend to fizzle out because the distance, you're so excited at first that you're willing to give up sleep. You're willing to make those long drives. And then suddenly you find, well, I really can't do it. It's not convenient. And those types of long-distance relationships tend to fizzle out unless someone is willing to move. So enjoy it. Have fun for a minute. Where is it going to end up?
I
can't tell you where it's going to end up.
Enjoy for what it is.
Yeah.
Take it one day at a time.
But I wouldn't put all my eggs in one basket either. Yeah.
Keep dating?
I would keep dating. Mm-hmm. I would never throw everything into until you know where it's going, that this is going in direction where we're going to be together and somewhere. We're going to be exclusive. I wouldn't turn off all other possibilities.
Thank you, Kelly.
Oh, you're welcome.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I met my now husband in 2016, married him in 2017. The problem is my family does not approve, and because of that, they have not spoken to me since. Mm. The only person that speaks to me is my mom, even though she does not approve, but I figured she speaks to me because I'm her daughter. My mother tells me my husband takes advantage of me because I pay for everything and that he's not mature enough. She doesn't approve because after only 2 months of dating, I eloped while visiting him in his hometown. And once I got home, I decided to move out. I'm in my late 30s. He's in his 20s. Mm. I believe he's the most mature man I've ever met. When we met, he knew I was a divorced mother of a teenager and a toddler. Yet he decided to stick around. Yes, we've had our ups and downs. And yes, he did once accuse me of cheating on him and verbally abused me. And because of that, I left him. But we're working on getting back together. So should I listen to my family members when they say he's not good for me? Or do I stay with him in spite of that because I love him and just keep my distance from my family? Bianca.
I've had people that got, friends and stuff that got married despite their family's objections. But the best, if you... this verbal abuse thing I'm not really a fan of.
Yeah.
But if you really love each other, the best way to show them that this is a relationship with legs is to live your best life. And it's so interesting. A woman can go to a man that takes care of everything and pays all the bills and nobody says anything about it. But when you have a woman in a more... paying all the bills and then suddenly that's wrong. This can't work. He's taking advantage of her. But is she not taking him? If the shoe's on the other foot and the man's paying all the bills, is the woman taking advantage of the man? So, that's a double standard there, too. But if you want to show your family that just show the world how much you love each other, that it is a healthy relationship. Now, if you take a step back objectively and say, wow, this isn't a healthy relationship. I didn't know this guy. I married him after 2 months. And now I've introduced a father figure to my kids. This was kind of like, that might have been kind of stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Punishing you by not talking to you is immature on their part, I think. You don't just cut off somebody because they're not making life-threatening decisions. I don't know. I don't know why they've cut you off like that. That's not really good. At least your mother's still there. But the best thing you could do is just show your mom if this marriage is going to work, you keep feeding your mother the positive about your marriage and how things are going well. And if it is going well, I'm kind of talking around in circles because this is kind of hard.
Yeah.
Does your family have a point? You need to look at that objectively. I think 2 months, especially when you have children involved, is really soon to marry somebody. Yeah, and that was an impetuous, immature decision.
Some people don't let their kids meet the significant other for 6 months, 9 months, a year.
You made this guy a stepdad.
Yeah.
You gave your kid a stepfather without even does anybody know this guy?
Yeah.
I've known my husband 2 years, and I'm still learning things about him. But I don't know. That's hard. I mean, when people are against you, all you can do is live the life, love each other, and show the world we are good together. That's the best defense against that kind of attitude. But you also have to look at your very immature decision that you married somebody after only knowing him 2 months.
Yeah, yeah. That's a toughie, Kelly. But you know what? You handle it like
a good answer.
No, I didn't. I was talking in circles.
No, it's a good answer, like Kelly.
You handle it like a pro.
I didn't. I wasn't very succinct in my answer.
Yeah. If you want to write to the Love Expert, go to kidnation.com. Write us. We do them on Mondays and Wednesdays. Except this week, we're doing it every day.
Y'all going right.
No, we're hooking you up, Kid Nation, because it's Valentine's Day week. And Kelly, we have your Hoda Kotb.
How does she say it?
So this is how you pronounce Pyeongchang.
The correct pronunciation is Pyeongchang.
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 How does Hoda say it?
We are finally at the Pyeongchang 2018 Winter Olympics.
So all wrong.
Pyeongchang.
Pyeongchang. She'll probably change it up.
So wait, is it P.F. Chong? We've been saying the restaurant all wrong.
We apologize to the restaurant and the city.
I like those lettuce wraps at P.F. Chong. P.F. Chong.
It is P.F. Chong, actually.
P.F. Chong.
P.F. Chong. Hey, Kid Nation, do you have a first world problem? Please give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I know you feel bad complaining. There's worse things going on in the world, but we all need a little smile and a laugh, and you need to get it off your chest. That's why First World Problems is perfect for you. For example, my boyfriend has bought me so much jewelry lately that I'm running out of room in my jewelry box. Time for a bigger one.
That's right.
Hashtag First World Problems.
That's a first world problem.
And just spewing out of that thing, looking like a treasure. What is your first world problem? We'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I got a first world problem.
Today we learned on the show that the liver regenerates. Just in case you missed that. Thank you very much.
This is a show where you can actually learn a few things.
Yeah. And now we're going to get to your first world problems, Kid Nation. I know they're small compared to the other problems going on in the world.
Right.
But you need to get it off your chest. We need a laugh. So, hey, let's scratch each other's backs.
Help us help you.
Yes.
Help us.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You could text. You could call. And that's about all you can do with that number. But go ahead and do whatever you want with
all
it.
All right.
Jacob wrote us. Jacob's 9 years old and said, I got way too many Valentine's Day cards yesterday. Now I don't know which girl is my girlfriend.
Jacob!
Hashtag first world problems.
My man.
You get too many Valentine's Day cards. I always looked too deep into these cards when I was in elementary school.
Because
I always thought they gave it to me because it liked me. And then I realized, no,
everybody in the class.
Right.
Also from the text, my parents got a new 60-inch Samsung Smart TV.
Nice!
And called my husband to help them change the settings on the TV because the high definition is just too high def and the old movies don't look old on there. How do we make it less HD? Hashtag first world problem.
I didn't know there was such a thing. You can make
you turn down the HD? I don't know.
The picture's just too intense.
I think I remember do you remember the first time you saw HD? Yeah. When you watch a show on HD?
Yeah.
I remember mine was Entourage. I went to my neighbor's house, and they were watching Entourage on HD, and it just looked awful. The props look awful. The show, it just made the show worse for me.
Too much of the real stuff.
Yeah, it just didn't look right. It looked too real.
I always feel bad for people because all their TV makeup shows up, and you can see all the taped on stuff.
Oh, my God.
HD is not everyone's friend.
No.
Mm. All right, let's go to the phones here.
All right.
Let's kick it off with Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hey guys, good morning.
Morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey, my first world problem is I finally got my dream car, but when I put the screen down for my DVD player, I can't see out of my back glass.
Oh. She got the DVD player. She can't see anything when she puts that thing down.
Oh, gotcha.
What movie you got playing this morning?
I think we have Sing playing this morning.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, congrats on the new car.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And the DVD player in that bad boy.
Yeah.
Speaking of cars, from the text, with the weather being so nice today and yesterday, I don't get to have the satisfying feeling of starting my car from inside my apartment to warm it up. Hashtag first world problems. Yeah, you can just walk outside like normal.
Feature. Press that button. Why not?
You can still crank it up.
Maybe the heat's on and then it's going to be too hot. You don't want it to be too hot.
What a problem.
I know, that's why we're doing first world problems.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, Rebecca. You there, Rebecca?
Hi.
Hi, there you are. We have a teacher first world problem here.
I do. I teach in a junior high, and I have to teach my kids how to use the hand crank pencil sharpener when the electric one doesn't work.
I remember.
What is this handle?
I could never get the little...
It's like they've never seen them before.
They haven't.
Never get the little suction thing to work on those bad boys either.
Oh, we have the ones that are mounted to the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nice metal ones.
Super nice.
Oh, yeah.
Very sturdy.
I love those. I actually kind of wish I had one for my makeup pencils.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I can never find my little plastic one.
Yeah.
Us girls have
and
to
I'm
sharpen
pretty
eyeliner.
Sure the junior high schoolers probably want to use it for their makeup as well.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, did you ever use that in middle school? Just on the automatic one? The electric for your makeup?
I thought you meant for a pencil.
No, I didn't wear makeup. I didn't wear makeup till college, I don't think.
Jenna was late bloomer.
Yeah.
No, it would waste too much makeup doing that.
It would? Oh, okay.
It's just too fast.
So you got to do it like slight.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I got you. Thanks, Rebecca. Have fun at school today.
But I should mount one over the trash can.
Yeah, you need the trash can.
Yeah.
Hi, April.
Hi.
Welcome to First World Problems. What's yours?
Okay, my first world problem is on Saturday, my husband gave me a 2.5-carat diamond ring.
Wow.
Whoa.
20th Valentine's Day together.
Aww.
And yesterday at work, I was still kind of sad because I didn't get flowers.
Girl, you got a 2-carat ring.
Girl.
But you mad because you didn't get flowers.
Girl. But I got it on Saturday.
Oh, no.
Girl, don't you dare let your husband.
All the girls in the office got flowers, and I didn't get any, and I was, like, so sad. And then when I got home from work, I had talked to him at my lunch, and I was like, everybody got flowers but me.
No. Oh, my gosh. Girl, don't ruin it for the rest of us.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And then when I got home, when he came home from work last night, he did bring me roses.
Aw.
Girl,
I felt really spoiled. Oh yeah, and by the way, Kelly, we got married after only knowing each other 2.5 months.
Well, there you go.
Whoa.
That's one. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about that love letter to Kelly thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but did you have a child?
We have three.
No, when you met him and then got married. After
No.
See, there's the difference.
That's the difference. Yeah,
you have children involved.
Yeah, I have that.
Yeah, if you have no children, get married after knowing each other a minute. I don't care.
April got herself a good man, though, getting her rings, and then he still came home with those flowers. Did you take the flowers to work this morning?
No, I didn't. I left them at home.
Yeah.
I felt like that was too, like, braggy.
That's too braggy.
I like April. April, thank you for sharing. You made us laugh today.
Oh, man.
Have a good day, April. Thank you.
Boy, we can't win.
It's tough to win as a dude, man.
We can't win.
I'll tell you what.
It's a new car, baby. Okay, cool. Are there getting flowers?
Valentine's Day, you got to make sure you cover the card, the flowers, and the little gift. Because one of those is going to make her feel sad if she doesn't get it. Hi, Jamie.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What is your first world problem?
My first world problem is I have an automatic trash can, so when I go up, it automatically opens so I can throw my trash away. But if I go to anyone else's house, I stand there with my trash looking like an idiot waiting for their trash to open. That's my first world problem.
Don't you love that trash can?
I love it. It is so great until I go to someone else's house.
Yeah. I've been trying to get Jenna to jump on board the...
That's a $200 trash can, man.
Yeah, go to Amazon. They're amazing.
No, I'll tell you what. I have a Whole Foods bag under my sink, and it's great.
That's right. Working just fine
and
for Jenna.
I take the trash down, and then I open up another bag.
There you go.
The only problem, and I don't know if you have this problem, Jamie, is sometimes flies will open it. Do you ever get that?
I do not get that, but I have my little nephew that likes to wave his hand over it.
Yeah. That'd be a huge
fly. It's the greatest toy in the world.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to have flies in my house, I want to have the big ones. I don't want the little tiny guys.
You're weird.
I want the big boy. Thanks, Jamie. What's up, Rachel?
Hi. Okay, well, my first world problem is I have those motorized seats in my car.
Yeah.
And the motor went out, so now I can't put my seat forward to reach the pedals, so I have to have pillows behind my back to reach the pedals.
The motor went out on the seat?
Yeah, and I'm 5'1", so I can't reach the pedals. I have to scoot that sucker all the way up.
Yeah, you do.
And I can't reach the pedals, so I have to have pillows.
Struggle
so when my husband drives it, he just throws the pillows in the back seat. So it's bad.
But the pillow, if you see pillows in the car, that's Rachel's car. Give a little wave. Thanks, Rachel.
See, I have the opposite problem. My legs are long. Uh-huh. So in order to scoot the seat back far enough for my legs to be comfortable, the steering wheel's too far away. It's like the weirdest, you know, you need almost the telescoping wheel and the...
You can't find your happy medium.
Yeah, I can't find my happy place. So either my arms are tired because they're reaching out, or I have to sit with my legs so close.
Are you a 10 and 2 driver, or do you like to go noon? I like to go 12.
I'm more of a 10 and 2, I think, more often. I'm usually a one-handed driver, though.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, with just like at 10, I would say.
Well, I'm noon because I got to hold my hamburger in my right hand.
You're a 10 and 2, Jenna, or you're a one-hander?
I'm a 10 and 2.
Yeah, 10 and 2 is a... I don't know, I feel...
I might actually be like a nooner, or just a 12.
Yeah, 12. I mean, if you're driving with your right hand, use your left hand to get in the beat.
But I feel like an old woman if I'm driving 3 and 9. I'm sitting there straight with my hands on 3 and 9. I feel like that makes me feel like I'm an old, responsible driver.
Right. Mornings, I'm a 6 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm tired. I'm just like, I have it down low just because I'm tired.
Sometimes I'm a, 12 and a knee.
Yeah, there you go.
The knee's...
The left knee.
The knee's got your back just in case you need it.
The left knee.
Annalise wrote us and said, I'm a middle school teacher too, which said a middle school teacher. I had to teach a 7th grader how to use our classroom landline phone. He's never used one before. Hashtag first world problems. There's a lot of kids that have never used a landline.
Yep.
And don't ever show them a rotary phone. Because their minds will explode.
What is that?
They just sit there poking it. What?
How do I push the button?
It's not working.
Man? Hey, Kristen.
Hi.
Uh-oh, Kristen's got a huge first world problem.
It's horrible, guys.
What happened?
So, they recently took Family Guy off of Netflix, so now I have to find something else to watch to go to sleep to.
Why would I hate that they took Family Guy off of Netflix.
Hey, they got a...
They've taken a lot of my shows off, so I'm just having to bounce around right now and just wing it.
They gotta rotate in, rotate out.
Maybe the Hulu.
Who's your favorite Family Guy character?
Definitely Stewie.
Stewie. I love Stewie, too. He's a baby with a British accent now.
I'm trying to think if I've ever seen Family Guy. I guess I have seen it in passing.
It's great.
Something about the adult theme cartoon.
You're just the worst type of person, Brian.
Yeah.
I wish I could do the Stewie voice. You are just the worst type of person, Brian.
That's pretty good.
How was that?
Hey, it's me. Oh. Knock, knock. Hey, Stewie.
That's good.
Stewie.
How's that sound? Is that pretty good, Kristen?
That sounds awesome.
You want to speak to Stewie?
I've been practicing.
You have. You got it down.
I felt like I was ready to bring it out right there.
Pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, Melissa.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. We just want to hear all about your first world problem.
So I recently bought a Peloton bike, and I don't have a big enough house, so now I need a bigger house to put it in.
That's about a whole new house for your bike?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's in the living room, so, normally people have a workout room.
Right.
So now we need a bigger house so I can get a workout room.
Do you love it? I'm fascinated by it, but I just don't want to spend the money on it.
I love it. Yeah, it's worth the investment.
Yeah.
Are these ones with some TV?
It's nice to take people out of bed.
Yeah, you take courses.
Yeah, you can
live?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you participate in classes around the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have to pay a monthly fee to be part of those classes?
Yes, you do, but they kind of get you in the beginning, so you pay for it all up front.
The bike's a couple $1,000s. They're coming out with a treadmill, but you know, you can also compete against your friends. Like, I have friends who both have them, and they bike in the morning together from their separate homes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Do they have a leaderboard and everything?
Yeah, of course.
They do?
Yeah, so it's fun.
What's the highest you've gotten on the leaderboard?
They have 7,000 people in the class. So as long as I'm somewhere 2,000, somewhere in the top quarter, I feel good.
Yeah, last out of 7,000.
Yeah, if you're at 7,000.
Yeah. 6,998.
I want to talk to the person that's 7,000.
Yeah.
And see, I'm going to sell my bike.
Got to swallow your pride.
I'm going to read it. Thank you, Melissa. Thanks for sharing.
If you want to sell it in a month or two, give me a holler.
Okay.
Yeah, she said, okay, whatever. Thank you for sharing your first world problems. If we didn't get to you this time around, we'll get to them again next week.
Kelly sold me her exercise bike five years ago. I think I've ridden that bad boy 8 times.
You rode it more than I did.
Yeah, you should ride it more out.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yesterday, there was a shooting in Parkland, Florida. A former student killed 17 people at his former high school, making it the fourth deadliest school shooting ever. And it's the 18th school shooting already this year. And
the I got a school year.
The school year. Already I got a couple text messages because I said I like to refrain from saying the shooter's name. Mm-hmm. I don't think they deserve to be glorified. I think that that just pushes kids that are on the edge to see that, hey, he's getting the attention he wanted, and people now know who he is.
I agree with that.
He got what he wanted. But I got a text message here that says, how can you say that the shooter does not deserve his name to be mentioned? Those 17 people didn't deserve to die, and the other, I believe, 15 didn't deserve to be injured. Heartbreaking. JC, how would you feel if your child were involved? Would you still say the name does not deserve to be said? Yes, I do. I want to make it about the victims. Mm-hmm. I want people to remember those who were killed. I want people to remember those who were injured. And I feel like when you add his name to that clump, it waters it down.
I think it's a very good point because, you know, I read this book, Columbine, and I remember those shooters' names. And I couldn't tell you a victim's name.
And I was talking to psychologists have said that this sometimes it catapults those kids that are on the verge of doing it to do it because they do want that. These are kids that have been starving for attention, that are loners, that are made fun of. They do it because they want that recognition.
Right.
And you don't want to reward them with that recognition.
And to a certain segment, he is made a hero.
Exactly.
For what he's done.
Sure. So, you know? So I stand by that. I will not use his name. I will never use a shooter's name.
I don't get
ever.
That person's argument I'll against I'll your point.
I will never do that. I will tell you the victims. I will tell you that the first victim's name is Aaron Feiss. I'll tell you that he's an assistant coach at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. I'll tell you that Coach Feiss shielded students in his last breaths.
The hero.
While he was shielding them from bullets from this shooter that we will not mention on the show.
Yeah. There's also a janitor that we don't know his name yet that did some heroic acts and saved maybe 100, a couple of hundred lives by ushering them
into
the right direction, you know? So.
And the only thing we can look at as a positive is that there is a lot of talk this morning about what can we do to protect our children, because kids, and our president said it, kids should not be afraid of being in school in the United States.
And parents should not be afraid when they drop their kids off.
Yeah. I've met parents that homeschool their kids, and it's not because they feel like they're a better teacher than the teachers we have out there.
Wow.
It's because they truly have a fear that this could potentially happen in their schools. And based on how it's been going the last few years, there are chances that could happen. There is a chance. And like it's getting even worse.
Like what you said, Kelly, earlier today was true. Like, we have fire drills. Fire drills, fire drills. What are you doing in case of a fire? But when's the last time you heard about a fire in a school?
Right.
We need to start having... It's sad.
I don't even want to think about my kids having to pretend.
Say, you have to have a shooter drill?
Well,
you have to have a just in case there's a shooter?
But
you need to have it.
Need to have that knowledge of what they can hopefully do. Yeah.
The shooter used an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle, which was used in the Vegas shootings, the Texas church massacres last year, the Pulse shooting in Orlando, the San Bernardino attack, the Sandy Hook attack. We talked about this earlier, and we're not standing on a soapbox and saying guns should be outlawed. We don't know. We don't know how to treat this. We don't know the correct answer for this, but we do know that this rifle made it a lot easier for lives to be taken.
Mm-hmm.
And he bought it legally.
Saying earlier that's so tricky here, because as soon as people that are all for, you know, guns,
it separates
they
people.
Think, yeah, they think we're trying to say, for those of us that feel like laws should be changed, that you're going to, you know, that we say you shouldn't have guns. And I think that you have to amend laws to keep up with the times that we live in.
Right.
You know, laws that were created forever ago sometimes have to be amended based on technology, based on things that we're capable of, based on mental health. We have to be open to that. There's not an easy solution here. We have to be open. You know, I got a gun in 20 minutes one day. I needed it for my personal protection. I hate guns. I hate how easy they are to get. I hate that was how quickly you're able to get a gun with no mental health.
You would have been fine.
With no background check.
You would have been fine waiting 3 months. For your gun, right?
Yeah.
And that's you.
I mean, it's just, It's bizarre, the things you're able to buy in a sporting goods store in 20 minutes.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
But you can't rent a car until you're 25.
Yeah.
Yeah. But nobody's saying guns should be outlawed. No. We're not saying that at all. No. We're saying hopefully there could be a change to where this is not happening as frequently as it is. 17 people died because of this. Yeah. They did apprehend the kid. And people are asking, were the signs there? How did you not know? The signs were there. They talked to some of the students outside of the school. And this is what a lot of the students were saying.
Honestly, a lot of people were saying that it was going to be him and stuff like that. A lot of kids do jokes around like that, saying that he was going to be the one to screw up the school. But it turns out, you know, everyone predicted it. That's crazy.
People said if anybody did this, this is the guy that would do it. People were saying that. Teachers were warned that if this kid showed up to school in a backpack, before they said, let us know. Mm-hmm. So the signs were there.
The reason they banned his backpack is they found bullet fragments in his backpack.
Yeah, right.
The screeners. Yeah.
So the FBI was warned about him. I don't know if you saw that this morning. Someone on a YouTube channel, he posted, I am going to be a school shooter. He posted that on his social media. They notified the FBI. That was in the fall.
And they could contact him and question him, but as long as he hasn't done anything or broken a law, they can't confine him. They can't stop him. He's a citizen. There's also a student.
But there got to be a way, like, if there's someone expressing, I don't know, I don't have the law books in front of me, but that there should be, we have the right to come in and search your property.
Yeah.
You know,
you get a search warrant.
Sure. You can get a search warrant. If you're expressing that kind of mental attitude, I'm sorry, you give up your right to everybody to feel safe. We need to at least go in and search your home and see if there, how many weapons you have, how many are there legally, illegally, what is your access to them. I think that's fair.
Now, we're about to talk to someone who describes themselves as this kid back in high school. They said they felt the same way. They were joked about the same way. I saw an interview with a girl, and it was weird to me because she seemed a little bit like she was in a good mood almost. You know, not the summer, because they're in shock, yes. It was weird to me.
Because I was watching a couple of interviews last night, and the girls, they weren't laughing, but they were just like, we can't believe this happened. And they weren't sad, they weren't crying, they were just telling the facts.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to have that post-traumatic, whatever you would call that, disorder, but it's going to hit them later.
Well, this girl is a student at the high school, and she said she was actually talking and walking with the shooter. She ended up running into him as they were evacuating the school, because what he did is he dropped his gun and then he blended in and started running out as if he were one of those kids running away from the shooter. Yeah. And this is what she had to say.
As I was going down the stairs, I heard a couple shots fired. Everyone was freaking out, saying that it was a gun. And as we were walking, the whole class together, I actually was speaking to the suspect, Nicholas Cruz. And as I was speaking to him, he seemed very—I don't know what the word I want to say is—but he was trouble in middle school. So I kind of joked to him about it and said, "I'm surprised you weren't the one who did it." And he just gave me a "huh." So that's really what happened.
You were walking down the hall. He had already fired at that time.
Yes, sir, with him.
Weren't you scared?
In the moment, I wasn't, because there was obviously definitely another shooter involved, but...
Oh, you think he was not the only one?
No, definitely not.
Why do you say that?
Because when shots were fired, I saw him after the fact. And the shots were coming from the other part of the building, so there definitely had to be two shooters involved.
Interesting.
You know, in chaos,
you hear things, memories are jumbled. Breaking.
Yeah,
you don't. You know.
Yeah.
There's no indication at this point there was a second.
From what authorities are saying, no, they're saying that he acted alone, and they did.
And he wasn't a student, so he had no reason to be in the
school. He was kicked out. Yeah, he was wearing a school shirt. He was wearing the shirt from the school, but yeah, authorities did apprehend him, so he is in custody, and they will question him, and I'm sure he. He'll tell us. I mean,
they have cameras in the school.
They said he pulled the fire alarm, so everybody would run out. But then the principal, whoever it was on the loudspeaker, said code red, lockdown. So kids didn't know what to do. In that case, you go back in the classroom.
Right.
So the fire alarm makes you go out, but the PA makes you go back in. So they didn't know what.
Everybody was confused. They had just had that. But we do have a Kid Nation member who contacted us after we talked about this the first time, because he he felt the same way as this kid did. He was that kid. He was the loner. And maybe he has a reason to why he didn't do what he did. Maybe there's something we can do to help our kids that are feeling this way. Caleb, are you there?
Yes, sir.
How old are you now, by the way?
I'm 28.
28 years old. And in high school, you had a lot in common with this kid from Florida yesterday.
I would actually say probably exactly the same.
Wow. And then, so what was going on with you at that time?
I just transferred schools. I never made it through a private school, so I had to go to a public school.
Yeah.
I had no friends. No one wanted to talk. I was always in the band room just practicing my instrument, being a loner.
Yeah.
And one of my teachers outside of band noticed that I would always, whenever she called for a group project, I would always go solo.
Did you start hearing people saying things about you like that? Did you know people were saying that you were most likely to be the kid that would do something that tragic or horrible?
I've heard a few people say it.
Yeah.
But it was just whispers of it. Like some girls would be in the side of the walkway going, if he ever shoots anybody, that will be him. As I would walk by with my instrument.
Did you start to believe it?
I ended up starting to believe it. One of my science teacher ended up finally saying, you know what, enough is enough. Let's just have a group conversation. Let's get to know each other. Let's get to know each other. What do y'all like to do? And now the same class that I was in, we're all still good friends. We actually are planning on going to the Bahamas this summer. So.
Wow. Oh, can Al go? Yeah. He's looking for friends to travel with.
So, Caleb, you think the turning point for you was just that person, that window of conversation?
One teacher just getting everybody together just to have a talk. What makes you tick?
Find the common ground.
Yeah, you might be a loner, but there's something you have in common with those other students. And that's why they say if you see something, say something. And that teacher saw something. The teacher saw the kid saying those things about you. The teacher saw you being alone all the time and not being able to get a group. They saw something and they said something. They did it in a different way, and I love the way they did it.
There's no telling how many teachers have intervened, just like in this situation, and have prevented something tragic from happening.
Sure, that doesn't
whether
make
it's
the
a
news,
student committing suicide or shooting up a school, a teacher is like that's the true. First line of defense there.
Be honest, Caleb, I mean, it's been 10 years since you've been in high school. You're 28 now. Looking back, do you feel like you were getting close to maybe doing something like that? Did you ever have those thoughts?
I actually ended up buying a pistol.
Oh my goodness.
Probably a month prior to that conversation.
Was it because if they're saying this, I might as well become this? Is that what it was?
Not really. It was more like I'm just got fed up with hearing people say bad, negative things about me.
Yeah.
What would you say to a kid, a young man, or a young woman that might be in that place that you were in 10 years ago?
In your shoes.
What would you say to that person right now?
Looking back, just find some common ground. Talk to the person. Just sit down. Just chill and relax and talk to someone.
Get to know them. And not, it doesn't have to be just the person that's in Caleb's shoes. It could be a kid that notices it. Yeah. If you notice a kid that's being talked about like that, or if you notice a kid that's always alone and you see some trouble, go up to them. Spark up a conversation. You could change their life.
Exactly. God gave everybody a gift of voice. I say that even in sign language is a voice.
Yeah. And what are you up to now, Caleb? What's life like now?
I graduated college, not the top of my class, from LSU with an IT degree.
The Tigers?
The Tigers, yes.
You're working now, right?
I'm actually at work.
You're at work right now.
Are you married? Got a family?
I am still single.
He's working on it, Al, just like you
That's
are.
All right.
That's why he's going to the Bahamas with his friends.
You know, we have that common ground, Caleb. All of us.
Right.
Well, Caleb, thank you so much for sharing. We really appreciate it.
Take care, man.
I've been listening to this show for years on the bus. So.
All right, buddy. Well, we're here for you, man. If you ever need anything, you got it.
Thank you, brother. Have fun in the Bahamas.
All right, buddy.
Oh, thank you. Y'all have a good one.
All right, buddy.
Too. That's Bahamas Caleb right there.
Yeah. Bahama Caleb.
So nice of him to share that with us because it takes guts to speak like that and to talk about your flaws. And he did it very, very nicely.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.